Okay, Perek Dal in Mishnah Aleph, am nicht hier dacht, dass sie noch echt kehle wäre, gedel wäre, kehle begutan, mach hilo kehle gelol, mi vink kehle vom gelolim, kehle avonim, kehle adama, poistum es am mikva. Oh, here, let's see over here, what should do, let's see over here a picture, right away, 57. 57 picture, am nicht hier dacht, dass sie noch poistum es am mikva. Mei gesham im hamakalchem b'marzev. Marzev is the spout. Okay, the gutter. Hamai makalchem b'marzev einam nasim l'shuvim machmas hamarzev. Okay, they do not become shuvim. Why not? I guess it's free flow. It's flowing freely. Okay, so when it gets into the metal can on the bottom, that metal can now makes into a, it's mayim shuvim, and now it's possible that water in the utensil is possible to be used for a mikvah. Okay. Weiter, Hamarzev, ein Nechshav Lekli, ein Oistis, a Mayim Shemsecha, a Mayim Shuvim, mit Hamadora Alf Tzinor, a Basuach, mit Tzid, mit Tzidoi, a Tzinor, a Tzinor, okay, a funnel, a tube, ha Basuach, mit Tzidoi, ve ein Yochel Lekabel, a Mayim Besecha, ela im Mekalchim, biyitz, menu, ein Nas, a Lekli Kibol. Okay, so the Erishtach here is, since it's not contained, it's in motion. The water is gonna overflow on the outside, so therefore it cannot be called a. It's not called a kli, and in Ela it's not called mayim. What's the word? It's not mayim shuvim. Fine. Base.
Meaning that the pipe is open, like right. It's like it's just a little bit of a spout and it just flows into the air.
Right. So if it's exactly.
But it's following a clean, natural path.
If it's not contained, it's not called Mayim Shuvim. Base. Im Chakuka Besecha Tzinor Guma. Let's say you go and you etch out into the Tzinor a Guma. You etch into the tzinor guma cavity. The lekabel tzinoros, kide lekabel tzinoros, b'soicha. Hamachashev lekach rei b'tzir 62. Let's turn to 62 for a moment. 61, 62. It's on page 54. 54. So 54. Mayim zermin b'tzinor, chotat guma b'tzinor, v'nasa tzinor klikibel. Tsiroirois the offer shaykim the guma. Haman makalchim betzin nasu nikiyim mitaruvis offer vitzinoros. So therefore, the purpose of making this thing over here, this guma, is in order to catch a filter. It's like a filter. So that makes, that guma makes the water into mayim. It seems like that guma, we'll learn later on, that makes it into a mayim she'uvim. All right, so we're saying over here, then go back to page 48. So he's saying a chiddush. In chakuka b'secha tzino guma, the lekabel tzeroyrois pebbles b'secha, like in that picture. Nechshav hatzinor lekli kibul. V'amayim shebesecha heim shuv merdik. Avol mechibor es hatzinor legag. Koidem shechokak b'secha guma. Oh, but let's say first I attach the tzinor that has no chakika to the gag. V'rak achar kachakak baguma nasa tzinor lemechubu lekarka koydim shnasa lekli lemechubu lekarka lenasa kli afim also by base kibul laachar chibur lekarka. Unbelievable. Hear what he's saying over here? It all depends when you made the chakika. When it says later in picture 62 that mice in picture 62 is called a kli, the water is called a kli, even though it's going to overflow, because it's passing through an area that the water stays there, even though the purpose of that guma is for the pebbles, it becomes a kli mayim shuvim. It's only if you did that before you attached the tzinor to the bias. But if you first attached the tzinor to the bias when there was no chakika, and afterwards you made a chakika, then it's not a problem. Then the water that flows is not called mayim shuvim.
So let's say in the marzev, in the top of the roof or whatever it is. So if you have it there, then it's a problem. Then the then the chak of betoch chatzinor makes it into a strainer and it turns into mayim shuvim. However, if you make it in that little spout, in that little sinor, so then it's not considered a problem. Is that correct?
No, he's saying when did you make the chakika? Yeah, that spout. That spout, it all depends. If that spout is just smooth, if that spout is smooth, automatically the water in the spout is not called mayim shuvim.
Right.
But if in that spout there is a chakika, there is a groove which pebbles collect in, so it depends. If you made the chakika, you made the groove before you attach the tzinor to the bayis, then it's mayim shuvim. Automatically, once the water comes into the spout, automatically becomes mayim shuvim. But if you first attach the spout to the wall, and then you made the chakika, then it's not called mayim shuvim, because once it has the mechubar, there's nothing you can do to damage it.
Right. Once the tzinor itself is mechubar.
Right. If you attach a tzinor that's smooth, then you're in business, and there's nothing go wrong.
Cool. Okay.
Okay, weiter. Let's now move weiter. Weiter in the halacha. Okay, a cause of a rav. Lari rest over there. Shemayachar, shenasu amayim l'shebechli l'shuvim, l'shuv enim yikshem l'mikveh afilu m'shavar ikofa asakli. Once the mayim in the kli l'shuvim, shuv enim kishedim l'mikveh afilu m'shavar, either you break ikofa asakli, you turn it on the side. V'zeh k'shidus ha-rosh le'el perek beis, Mishnah Zayin, v'rei le'el tzirim 34-35. Once the water goes into the bucket, there's nothing you can possibly do. That water is permanently disqualified. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Weiter. Let's go weiter now. Let's go weiter to the Mishnah. So when you have the water, the water that goes into the kli is possible. Whether you go and you do it deliberately, you put the kli there on purpose, and if you put it there by accident, you leave a metal bucket there by accident, and the water happens to fall inside the bucket, it's mutter. Amar Meir Nimdu Virabu Beishamai Al Beisilel. They took a vote. And Beishamai and Beishamai overpowered Beisil, and the paskin that it's possible no matter what to be chum machmir, no matter what, if you're gonna have the war in the kli is gonna be possible. Umoydim, however, they both agree. Beishamai and Beisil both agree. Bishecheach bechotzer, that if you forget a bucket in the courtyard, shehu tohor. Amar Rabbi Yosi, adayino machlekes b'mekayma imedes. No, the machlekes remains. 59, 8 and 59. Wow. Look what we got over here. A lot of pictures. Let's start. Okay. 58. Page 58. So many pictures over here. 58. We have Shas Pizer Ovim Ein Anonim B'Shamayim. Okay. When the clouds. Okay. What?
Okay. Right. Where do you see Anonim anywhere mentioned in the Mishnah? You know, because this has to do with what we had earlier, when it's shas anas gesham.
Okay.
When it's shas anas gesham, right? It's the same thing.
Okay, let's see.
You expected that you'll be able to get it filled up, so that's why you put it there. It has to do with your kavana. Shlomitvana.
Okay, let's see. So shas pizor al avim ein. There's a time of the clouds are dispersed. Ein anavim b'gashem shemayim. So over here, you're putting it there at a time when there are no clouds, with outright deliberate intent that when it rains, the water should fill up the bucket. So what's Allah? The rain rains. Oh, in that rain. So why didn't there? Okay, so the Rav learns. This is not the case of the Mishnah. I guess the reason why it's not the case of the Mishnah is going at the time when it's Pizur Anonim. There are no clouds in the sky. When there are no clouds in the sky, okay, when there are no clouds in the sky, even if you deliberately put the kli there for the intent that it should rain and the water should fill up the bucket, since at the moment when you made this ma'isa there were no clouds, this cannot be considered kavana. Kavana only counts when it's realistic. It's not fantasy. If you're trying to think about a situation that should evolve, that should come about at a later point in time, that's not part of the reality. Reality is right now. Boots on the ground. Right now. What's the ma'isa right now? Right now, it's raining. And now you're putting a bucket down on the side of the house with kavana. The bucket should fill up with the water. That's called kavana to make mayim shuvim. But if you do the zelbazach in the summertime when there are no clouds whatsoever, and you're planning in advance for 3 months in advance, that's not the world of reality. The mail later on, if it does rain and the bucket fills up, the water in the bucket is good for a mikvah. Din zehu bein lebeishama bein lebeisil. Now let's see over here. Nachamal haram the bottom. Har minich kli tachas atzino b'shas pizah nafavim. Gam. Im nischavein shim yeru gusham yismal akli. Doesn't matter. Loi nazmaim shim yichli l'shuvim. V'tamadavar. What's the lundis? Tamadavar. Shekedei. Sheyachshavu hamayim l'shuvim. Tzorch sheyase ma'ase l'kalas ma'am b'chli. You have to do a ma'ase. Well, since the Shah Shayniach has a clitach that's seen a lohoyanon and there were no clouds, ain't a dover tolly boy, Shayadik Sham. It's not up to you. Your action is insignificant because Hashem is in control. Right now, there is no rain. In order for there to be rain, Hashem has to make the clouds come together. Ain't ze maise bechli, le kabel samayim. Venech shav a dover, shakli, nismali me'elof. It filled by itself. It's shach yardes reish aleph sevkan tzadiv dira harav zeyuvel b'sholei beis in b'sholei. What sholei mean? In step two. Step two. Okay, next. Now we come to beis. Maniach b'shas kishra ovim. I'm putting that over here. The bucket when it's raining. Right now the clouds are here. The clouds have arrived. Shas kishra ovim. Yesh anoni geshem ha-shamayim. Fine. Now, left side.
I guess you would say the same thing if you know the weather forecast, right?
Not necessarily, because the forecast it says kishanon, which means that nishfalozach on the meteorologists. The clouds already have to be present. Just because they tell you that tomorrow the clouds will form, right now it's not a metzias. Your ma'isa of putting the kli there is—it's not a ma'isa that's shalom. More things need to happen. I mean, every time you can say that. In the first category, eventually it's going to rain. I put the bucket down with kavan that when it rains, I want the buckets to fill up. So, but it's not going to rain now. No, so not today. Tomorrow, the next day, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. What's the difference? Just because the meteorologist tells you it's going to rain tomorrow, who cares? What's relevant is right now, is it about to rain? Are the clouds here? If the clouds are here, then what's lacking is your ma'isa. The clouds are not here, even though the meteorologist tells you they're on the way. Right now, they're not here yet. You don't have to worry what's going to be. Just because the meteorologist tells you you're going to die doesn't mean you have to listen to him. Okay, I think the meteorologist should become doctors. The doctors should become meteorologists. I think we'll be better off. It's like the FAA and the FDA would do a lot better if they switch jobs. The FAA should work on medicine and the FDA should work on planes. And we'll be in a lot better shape. Weiter. Base. Now over here we have over here. Icharu hagishamil. But let's say the clouds attack here. The clouds have arrived. The clouds have arrived, but it did not rain right away. For some reason there was a delay. Someone was making a chasna, making a simcha, and Hashem did not want the chasna kala and the mishpacha to get wet in the rain. So Hashem decided the rain should not rain today. Sometimes you have a mice and flapush with the meteorologist all say it's going to rain, it doesn't rain. You know why? Because of the zayde. The zayde came to the ofrof. It's not lefi kvod that he should get wet in the rain. So the Eibishta, he told off the ganz of New York City, see you guys tomorrow. There's no rain today. Amol in the zuchus of one person, one tzaddik, the ganz doesn't rain for anyone. Hamayim, Ichra Gesham Lovey Avaloy Nispajo of the clouds knock away, Yardu Gesham Lachas, Man with the Sala Clea, Mayam Shabakli Nas and Lushuv, Mainly the Shamil, so doesn't make a difference. A few shots of Lumlachta, Vishok, Vinirs, Akil, Tarzinor, Hare is a Nexal, the Nir Kalemer, Shabispat, Meister Shabitila, Vieshl, Kal, Meister Kalos, and Mayam, by Mayam Nexal Lushuv. So, sick of your birthday Gazach. Even though it did not happen imminently, it took some time. The fact is, since when you did your ashtadlus, there were clouds, and al derech hateva would have rained right away. So your ma'isa was a complete ma'isa, even though it turned out that your ma'isa was not complete because for whatever reason it did not rain immediately. When it rains later on, we hold that your ma'isa is accountable, and the water inside is ma'ayim shuvim. What's the yisoid? Yisoid hachiluk bein maniach b'shas pizor ovim l'mich b'shas kishar ovim. Shamaniach b'shas kishur ad ovim, when the clouds are formed, hoil since v'ageshim karav lovoi, yesh kan mais, that's the lamdas. Since it's karav lovoi, it's called a maisa, l'kabal asamayim, v'ilo maniach b'shas pizur ovim, shoil since v'ageshim ein et holiboy, ein kan maisa l'kabal asamayim. Okay, so it's all the part totally in, is it called a maisa? When do we call it a maisa? We only call it a maisa when it's taka going to be imminent. It's imminent. Okay, weiter. Wait one second, I have to get something over here. My bag over here. Oh, there's about so many things here to do today. It's not even here. Right, now, what's going on over here? Stutzachta. One moment, please. Just gotta get this. It's important. Sorry, it took me almost 10 seconds. I should have done it by now already. What happened here? It's gone. I can't find it. Oh, I got it.
Now is the right time. Rabbanu Shlom didn't want you to find it until now.
The right time. It's always the right time. The right time to suffer. I got lucky. Even if I were to get married now, think of all the years that I saved. I was spared. Think of all those years I was spared from a woman. Weiter. Kos Rav. Fine. So that's the chilak. Kos Rav. What does the Rav say?
So Basil and Mishama agree in the top case of Bishas Pizer Avim. It's a kosher. It's not considered my mshulim, and in the shas of kishur of him, it's considered my mshulim.
Correct.
Right.
Now, cost of a raf on the very bottom. Avol haniachem b'tachas hatzinder b'shas kishur adam. Let's say luyer tsuyer. Avol haniach tachas hatzinder b'shas kishur of him. V'icharu agasham lava v'yotzel l'malachta v'shochon. Divrei Hakol, we said that gam b'yishabel gam b'yisil choyel b'smitchil l'kach nishav v'loy bo'ol l'machshavtay b'shchosay. We said it already. V'im hinichem b'shas pizur ovim, divrei Hakol tohorim, shloy nishav v'mitchil l'kach, akan l'shoyne. Now v'nirea, she'en kavodas harav sh'meniach b'shas pizur ovim harei elu tohoidim rak mishum shloy nishav v'mitchil l'kach. Shrebo'ovin shloy nishavi goin shenich akelim tachas atzinim be'akroi gam b'shas kishar avim loy nase amayim l'shuvim. It's not because of the kavona. It's because of the kishar. V'al karchach shachilik bein shas kishar avim l'shas pizur avim hu kishim ishavim sheyismali hakli. The only difference is the both case going when you did have kavona sheyismali. The kavonas a rav shloy muchach b'maisav shnischavim shiismali akli v'nesha avdav shakli nismali meila v'loy aydei amaisa baile. The afalp, that's already late. Fine. So he's saying over here the yisoid is that it has to be muchach. Your maisim have to be muchach. It has to be proven what your real kavona was. The only way for your maisim to be muchach is only if there is kishur anovim. So the combination of kishur anovim with your maisa, with your kavana, is the clinch. Or if you only have one or the other, it's not going to be enough. If it's only going to be, that's his terminology. It has to be, your ma'isav have to be mechichim.
Right. So even if it takes a prolonged period of time, if it takes a prolonged period of time in the stress of kishron avim when it's going to rain, then we automatically say tzvayim shuvim, even if it doesn't happen
right away.
If it's just pizarin on them, even if it does happen right away, wait, hold on. So what's the purpose of putting a bucket down? I guess you're assuming that it's not going to rain, right?
I guess so.
Shaz pizarin. So why are you putting the bucket down? Just as tamazay.
What? What do you mean?
This guy in 58A, the picture on the right, Shas Pizar Nanim, and it's not going to rain, but pink that rain. So what's the purpose of you putting the bucket down at that point?
You want the water. It doesn't matter, even though you want the water, you have in Kavana, you want the water.
So why is that not Maim Shuvim? The fact that it's not raining.
Because it's not, right. That's what the Rav says. It's not the Ma'is of Namuchachim. Yes, correct. Because it's not Ma'is of Muchachim. Correct, exactly. That's the reason. It's not Ma'is of Muchachim.
Okay.
Exactly. He says
so
this,
it
you
has
saw
to
it.
Be in the whole context. It has to be looked at.
It has to be Ma'is of Muchachim. Correct. Okay, right. Now the next page, page number 51. We have over here Shas Kishu of him. Okay, Shoycheach, now is we forget. So until now, we learned the halacha when you had deliberate intent. Now we're going to discuss when you have forgot. So, Shas ki shranovim. Hiniach is a kli kodim sheyeridu gashamim v'chavnasa sheyismali akli. I have kavana. At a time when it's raining. Okay, kisha. And then it says nispash, and then what happens? The rain goes away. L'beishamai loy nispatel hamayse sheosa betchilu l'beishilil sheze shecheach. Here's the machlokes. The machlokes is going where you put it down when it was about to rain. But guess what happened? And it didn't rain. It didn't rain right away. It didn't rain. In fact, not like the previous case, the previous mission where there's a delay. It's where the clouds disappeared. In the previous case, on page 50, when we discussed the Maisa there can be a situation where there was a delay. Although there was a delay, the clouds remained behind. The clouds did not leave. The clouds remained, but for whatever reason, the clouds did not produce water. This case is much worse, because in this case, the clouds actually departed. Avios amigos, Sandarava. Send whatever.
Sayonara.
Thank you very much. Sayonara. Goodbye. Good riddance. Goodbye. Goodbye.
The cloud heard that immigration was coming. INS was coming. So they managed to disperse. They managed to disperse as fast as they came. They ran away and not a cloud in the sky.
So it's much worse because they're tack gone. And then the next day, they came back. So here, the shayla is this, the machlokes by Shammai and Beisil. Do we say that your original mice that was mechiach, does it become bottle when the clouds go away? That's the machlokes. According to Shammai, yes. Not. Even though the clouds have disappeared, they dissipated, it does not matter. Your mice, which was mechiach yesterday, remains. And when the clouds will come back, everything will be re-triggered, will be reinitiated, reinstituted. Lebe shama ay loy nispat la maysa shasa betkhil lebe silo ze shekhach shenakhshav adav shesiach taitem bimiyul akli ve ay de kakh nispat la maysa shasa betkhil. Ye bottle, the menshala is bottle im vutel ka afra da ara le kholm le shrin klol khlol. Right, next is Khajuv discussion of Yodig Shabbat Mislala Akli, the Beshamai Maim Shabakli Shuvim, Mikoya Hamais Shasa Betril, Shanikas Akli, the Besilla Hamayim Shabakli and Mashuvim, Jacob and the Spatla Maisa Shasa Betrila. Bottle Mavotel, Weiter. Kosa chazoin ish. Zuchuso yogin aleinu. Where is the chazoin ish? Come. Come to me, chazoin ish. I need your guidance. Lebeish Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, ein af gemina b'shas pizza avim oi bein shechach l'chayz. According to Beis Hillel, there's no difference. The vaday osach datayu. It does not make a difference. This hesach adas. Megvois v'klaimah l'Beis Hillel zeu din shebishas pizur avim botla hadas l'gesham shayser l'betchilu v'aydekach nitzpatla ma'yisesh osa betchilu v'harayt zeh kemkumum meniachas akli b'shas pizur avim shebevur l'el b'shalol v'alav sh'af v'yodu achkach sham lo'y nasa mayim l'shuvim v'dash v'meyer nimnu v'rabu b'sham al Beis Hillel v'chozhu v'chem Beis Hillel Beis Hillel had charata. And we'll ask Rabbi Yossi, I died in Machlokes. Good, fine. Next. Next part of the Mishnah was when you forget Bechotzer, not the Gag. Okay, here we go again. Shas Kishur Ovim. Hiniach es akli she yismalu mei gisham v'imcho yordim ha-gisham v'cho yu'amayim she-bechli she-bechli she-ovim. Okay, you put out the kli, and if it would, tach, it would rain right now, there's no question, it would be no good. But what happened? Nispashu Ovim. What happened over here? What happened was the clouds dispersed. Nispazu of him. The clouds dispersed.
So you actually put it up as Shas Kishur Gishamim, and then the next step was Nispazu of him.
Like before, but here it's in the Chotzer. So Zer Shechech B'Chotzer, Shlodas HaKol, Nechshav HaDover She'esich Da'atim M'miluy HaKli, Nispatel HaMaiseh She'osa B'Tchila. Why is the case of the Chotzer different from the case of the Gag? I don't know. Let's go weiter, we'll see why. Chazhu v'niskashu ha'avim, let's say the clouds once again formed. Chazhu v'niskashu ha'avim, v'yardu g'shamim v'nismale ha'kli, ha'mayim shebechli lo'y nasa shum, v'bnei sh'nispat l'mayis ha'shasa b'tchila, v'nismale l'mayim b'chli b'chli m'aleim. Na'av api yishem shachech tachas atzin, oh, here comes into my kasha. What's the chilek? Ma'nishtana the chilek between the case of the gag and the case of the kli in the chotzer, was in the chilek. So afalt, even though shabeshech l'chasatzina sovim abeishamash lo nisat l'maisef shasa betchila v'shech l'chotzer harehi moedim shenisbat l'maisef v'tamachil b'neiem shamniach t'chasatzina harehi zemaisef machich l'gam v'sheshchanos lo z'megashom avo amir b'chotzer ein zemaisef machich kol kach al kavanos l'chein k'shenisbat l'shuav nisbat l'maisef. Beautiful answer. So the answer is, it's not mechiyach. The mice is not mechiyach. That's the key. So the key is it has to be mechiyach. It's not mechiyach. Why is it not mechiyach? It's not mechiyach because when it's by up against a roof, so the bias and the tzinor on the roof shows exactly what your klavan is. But over here you don't have that in this instance. Over here you just bring out a clean in the courtyard. It's not mechiyach. Gevaldik. Okay, 59. Kishaloi nasu amayim b'shuvim. Now, what's this all about? Ha'ashachech b'chotzer. V'chere meniach tachas atzina b'shas pizor amayim. V'loi nasu amayim b'shuvim l'chli yishuvim. L'dasu rosh v'ek b'ez mutter. L'shav is, oh, what about if you want, I want to fix it?
What line is this going on? What's this line going on?
There's nothing you can do about it. Omar, I don't know. It's not going anything. Let's see. It's not going anything. Let's see what he says. Kishaloi nasu amayim b'shuvim.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hashachech b'chotzer v'chadem nich tachas atzina b'shas pizu adovim. Le'nasa ha'mayim shebechli tshuvim. Le'das ha'rosh b'herg beizim. M'shazayim mutu l'shavis ha'kali. You can break it or le'kapois es ha'kli to tilt it. V'lasa es min ha'mayim shebechli shemikvi. This is the kashu before. That there's a solution. You have a utensil that is filled with water. It's mayim shuvim. So you can shatter the utensil. We learned that before. Or you can tilt it. And then it's going to flow on the ground before it reaches its final destination. And when it flows on the ground before it reaches its final destination, it becomes kosher. So you'll be able to kasha the water. So what's the kasha? The kasha l'das harash perik beis mishnah zayin mutar l'shabes el kavza kli l'das mamayim b'kashul mikveh l'das harash perik beis mishnah zayin im yase maase b'mayim l'roy gedom l'mikveh nase mayim shebekli l'shuvim. You can't do that. That's harash. Rakim nishbach hakli me'ela by itself. Nisharu hamayim shebechli nisharu hamayim shebechli edem shuvim v'im yardu l'mikva evshulah says mehem mikva. V'im yardu l'mikva evshulah says mikva. So what's saying over here? He said all of this only applies only in the case when you did when kishaloi nasu hamayim shuvim, which means unaglos chazik nachmal hashachech b'chotzer. So he's saying over here, just because the water, when you forget in the courtyard and you put tachas the pizur, you're not allowed to use the water. But even though you're not allowed to use this water, that's only if you're going to pick up the water in the utensil to bring it. But if you shatter it or if you tilt it, then you can use the water. If you bring the water to the mikvah in an indirect way, it'll be mutter. L'dasa rosh, mutter l'shabres or l'chbois sakli l'asas bin amayim l'shabukli mikvah. L'dasa rosh, im yase masa b'mayim l'roikdom l'mikvah nasa mayim l'chbois is no good. And they have, according to the rosh, the only way is rakim nishpach akli mikvah by itself. You can't do a maisa, human input. But let's say by itself it shatters. And the water by itself now flows into the mikvah and it's going to be good. Which basically means is that the water in the kli is not yet called she'uvim. The problem is the only way you can transfer the water in the kli to the mikvah, the act of transferring it will now make it into she'uvim. So you have to try to avoid that. According to the shita of the Rash, there's no way you can avoid it. The only way that can be done is if it happens inadvertently, by itself, in Hashemayim. But if a person has any input whatsoever, it's not going to work. But according to the other shita, you can mamish do it.
Right. I mean, this is similar to what we had about kankanim that were barosh agad.
Right.
Right.
Now so it's hard. Right.
So it's the same principle here. Whether or not it's mamshu.
We have to see now the Raf. Let's see the Raf. The Raf is very long. Let's see the Raf. Mishnah Perishnaf, Hamaniach Kelim Tachas, the person was a Kelim Tachas, Tachas at Sinor, Kelim the Rav. Hamaniach Kelim Tachas at Sinor, Marzev is a gutter. Shemay Gesham Nichnasim by the Yardim Bederach Pivle Mikvah. Viacha Mari, the Vilzim by Mitzin Shal Eitz, wood. Shekavoy, you first Kavoy, you carved it out. Shekavu, you first attached it. So when you first attach it, so therefore, then the lesoif chokokoi, then you made a groove. Because if you would have made a groove first, in order to catch the pebbles that go through it, then it would be no good. So you have to first attach them chokokoi. Doyle since v'lohoyotar as kli olav kishokovoi, af al pish chokokoi achakein lechashiv yamayim shemsech amayim shuvim. V'hoyle since v'lohoyotar as kli olav betolosh, it was if it's good. Now the echad kale, now what do you put on the bottom? On the bottom you put kale to accept the water. The echad kelim ketanim, the loy tem, the loy chashivi, makes no difference. Even if you have kelim ketanim, when it will later fill up, if you had kavan, if your intent was to put the kelim there in order that it should be mekabel the water, then it doesn't matter. The water becomes mayim shuvim, even though the utensils are not choshev. Don't try to make a mistake and think that kelim that are not choshev prevent you from the mayim shuvim. No such thing. It's the destiny of this water to be mayim shuvim. It will make no difference in what kind of kelim, no matter what shidduch does, a rich shidduch or a poor shidduch. It's always going to be mayim shuvim. Makes no difference. Afilu klei galolim. Even if he falls into a shidduch that's mamish, no good, it doesn't matter. The fact is, you wanted to marry her. You have no choice. You become mayim shuvim. The loy chashivi kelim in yintoma. These kelim, the klei galolim, ordinarily, they're not called. They're not called kelim legabe. They're not mekabel tumah, but nevertheless, over here, the choshev legabe, the mayim that's inside is going to be called mayim she'uvim. Chashivi kelim lelifsel es hamikvah, the pasul the mikvah, because they're called mayim she'afilu shavim. Even if you break them, I cough, I sum. If you turn it, the loydami lemaniach kan kana b'ro shagag lenagav. It's not like letting it dry. So here's the case where it's mayim, real mayim she'uvim, because you had kavana. Being that you had real kavana and then the skashu of him, the water that falls into these utensils automatically becomes mayim shuvim and will pass the mikvah no matter what you do. There's nothing you can do to prevent it from happening over here because of your kavana. It was ma'isav mechich maleim, and the chish over here is that it makes no difference what kind of utensils you are using.
Right.
Even if you're using over here the shvach hashem shvach, the klei glalim, the clay golem which are not mekabel tuma, since their kalim nevertheless via kavana they should be used to fill up the water. They therefore in the mail the water becomes mayim shum, therefore the milk becomes no matter what. Beis Hillel metarin b'shachech. Beis Hillel says no, I disagree with you. Beis Hillel says if you forget the perek hamad the Shabbos the gemara b'gmei b'shal kishnichem tachas atzina b'shas kishar adam. So what's the case? So here we get all the pictures. I mean, explains over here very, very deal. The case of the guy, when you put it, I have a problem here. My zach is not staying inside. It's not staying inside my zach. Maybe now I'll be better. Okay. Weiter. So over here, the Beis Hillel b'tam shalom perikam in the Shabbos. The Gemara. Mokim b'oksal b'kishnichem b'tachas atzine b'shas kishra novim. It was raining. V'nispazhu, it's dispersed. Then u'shechochan v'chozhu v'niskashu. That's the picture. Just like the Rav was mechavim to the picture on the next page. Very good, the Rav is mechavim to the picture. You must have seen the picture. The Beis Shammai Savreim, Yishom Pizra Ovim, Loim Nispala, V'achshavayim, Machshavtoi Harishon. Just because the clouds dispersed, it does not cancel your original intent. The Goli Daite, there was a revelation. There was a revelation. Sheratza, sheyiplu l'saychan, the menshala. This is ritzoynai. Kvoidoi la'asoy is ritzoyncha. It was his kavana originally when he put the utensils to fill it with water. V'beisil sari bodla machshavtei. Your boy, the chi nispazhu. Once the clouds dispersed, osach datei. There was hesachadas. The kasaver lo yeridu geshama, you thought it will no longer rain. Avalam niten tachas atzinor, but let's say the utensils were positioned tachas atzinor, b'shas kisha avim, the icharu hagesham lavoi, and then there was a delay. V'yatzu lemalachtoi, if you put the kelim there when it was kishor, and the rain did not come. That was going back to picture number one. The rav now is returning to the first set of pictures. The machloikis is only going when you put abashas kishur, and then nispazhu, v'chazhu v'kishur. But what happens? And then the abashas kishur of him, the icharu hagashom lovoi, not where it was nispazhu. There was never nispazhu. The clouds remained together full time. It's just there was a delay. Then everyone agrees it's going to be called Mayim Shuvim. If the clouds did not disperse, then there's no Hesachadas. If there's no Hesachadas, everyone's going to, it's going to be no good. Then the Yechor Hashem Lovam Yotzel Machtem Yeshachan Divrei Hakoil, the ganze Welt, Nehoidu V'Yarkosh Shev V'Eshem Medina, the all of agreement, Kulam Shav Mevasachas Divrei Hakoil Hoil Mitchil Lekach Neschavim Lebadal Marshad B'Shechosai. There's no Hesachadas. V'Menichon B'Shas Pizuad Ovim. Let's say, other case, on page, another picture, let's say you put out the kelim when there were no clouds. Divrei Hakoil Tohorim. Shon Neschavim Mitchil Lekach. Because then there's no Mais Adam M'Muchochim, because it was Pizuad. So it turns out that the Rav very meticulously has clarified that the case of the Mishnah is very limited. It's limited to a Maisa where there was Kishur. You put it there, then it was Nispazer, and then it was V'choz V'kishur. Kishur, Pizur, V'choz V'kishur, and then the Chidush of the Rav, the Chidush is, this is where the Machlokes, Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel disagree. But in the case where it was Niskashu, and it remained Niskashu, but it was a delay, then everyone's going to agree that it's going to be that it's going to be Mayim Shuvim. And everyone will agree that in the case where it was Kishur, where it was you put out when it was Pizur, and then later in the Skashu, everyone agrees that it's not Mayim Shuvim. The only time when there's Machloikis, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is in the case where it was Niskashu, there was Kishur, and then Nispazru, V'chazru v'Niskashu. So the Shaila is, here's the Machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, the Pizur is a Hesachadas. All the way around. It's not Hesachadas. And Beis Hillel holds that it's called Hesachadas. But the Chazru Beis Hillel could be the Beis Shammai, that it's not called Hesachadas. Weiter. Then we come to part two of the Mishnah. Part of the Mishnah is the Bazunda de Maisa. In the case, it's very similar, but there's no building. There's no, we save yourself $1 million here. You save yourself $1 million in the building, you save yourself $1 million on the tsinor, $25,000 on the roofers to make the tsinor.
When was the last time you saw someone spend $3 million to donate a bucket in a chatzar? Never, never. They donate a building on Avenue J, they donate a building on Avenue M, but not on Avenue, but not a bucket in a chatzar.
A bucket in a chatzar. Kick the bucket. That means to die. Kick the bucket. Gone.
I think that the shorash from that is because of the halacha that you have to spill over the
water.
Water, no?
Very good. I once saw a movie when I was a kid. They showed this guy dying. It was a treasure hunt. And he told the people where the money is. And he, and his last breath, they really couldn't clarify what he said. The whole movie was they had to go search where the money was. It's like a comedy movie. And as he was dying, he was telling them where it is. He said a few words and he kicked the bucket right next to him. And he was dead. And the way they showed him dying, this made a roshim on me. Girsa the Ankusa, as he was dying, he kicked the bucket. And like a light bulb went off in my head. Oh, das ist was meint. This is what it says. Kick the bucket.
No, I think the kick bucket is because I had to spill out all the water that's in the room. That's the water was collected in the bucket.
Very good. The water you have to kick the bucket, the water has to be poured out because of the Malach HaMavis. He dipped his knife, the sakin, into the bucket. There's a tipashal poison that's in the vase from the sakin of the Malach HaMavis. Weiter. B'shecheach b'chotzer tor. Let's say you forget the bucket in the chatzar shuta. Everyone agrees. Why? There's no ma'aser muchachim alav. Because in the courtyard, it may be a rabbinic court with a rebbe and a grace tish, but it's still not ma'aser mechichim. There's no ma'aser mechichim because there's no tish. There's no building. There's no building with no roof and no tsinar. So you just have all you got over here is just the fork. You don't have the Rebbe, you don't have the table, the chassidim, the bleachers, you don't have the fish. You just have the fork. But chassidim don't know what you use it for. These are hands. B'shachach b'chotzer shutar, b'chotzer shlotachas atzinar, v'nesmal min anayit, when the water filled up from the rain, v'nafl l'mikva, davka tachas atzinar, hu depli yirbe shamay, degali dayte, d'reitz ha-shib, l'usaychan, m'shem pizza, lo yibot l'mach shavtay, k'vaysa. Aval, even when there are clouds, it doesn't matter. That's what we said before. Right, next. Adayin, then they came along the Shiva of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, with all due respect over here, I want to tell you over here, the Bishamai argues afilu. In the case of the Chotza. Adayin machlekes b'mekayma medes. The machlekes is b'mekayma medes. There's no shalom in this world. As long as I'm the gabbai in the shul, there will not be chayim tovim. Weiter. You told that to me, right?
Yes,
I did. Yes. I told it to many people already. As long as I'm the Gavet, they will not be in this place. Chaim Toivim. Adayin machloikis b'mukam b'medes shaloi amdu l'minyin. There was no vote. It's a baba mice. It's fake news. Fake news. CNN lost more than 50% of their readership. L'minyin al-kach.
That's interesting. So, yeah. L'arabu tamid v'sham. So only because it wasn't brought up to a vote. I mean, he's telling you something about the inner workings of a smoke-filled room where they decide the halacha.
I guess so. And it never happened. There was no votes. The mail is still machlekes. It's still machlekes. They still argue.
But if I ask the malacha, it comes down to me in a dream and says, what is the halacha?
Torah lava shemayimi. Torah laba shemayimi. There's machlekes in this velb. Meshameis of machlekes is across the board. The machlekes goes. The same thing applies when it comes to the bucket by the gag, by the tzinar. It makes no difference. Okay, let's see now the Ikum Mefarshim. Ikum Mefarshim. Mishnah Dal, back on page 48. Ikum Mefarshim, Hakdama. We're now going to introduce an introduction. Mishnah Seinva, Mishnah Abom, Melambis, Din, Megisham, Shayodil, Sech Kalim, Shanichim, Shacham, Bechotz in the courtyard. Echad Kalim Gidoy, Leviachad Kalim Chadanim, Harab, Beirish, Pirashid, Avalatoises, Kasu. Echad Kalim Gidoyim, Shemiroiv, Goydlam, Enim, Mekablam, Tuma. Ah, when it says Gidoyim, it means Azogrois, more than 40 saw. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. So the chiddush, even though it's not makabel tuma, good for that, good for you. Whoopie do. It's not makabel tuma, but it's still going to make the water inside elij mayim sheuvim that will be pasul mikvah. Gedam enam makabelim regedam enam makabelim tuma. Go ahead and kli eitz shehin yisem al abar masal shehin makabelim tell them deliver eikon. I feel the walchim mikvah yeshiva. V'yachelim gitanim kitan, hadakim shem kelim cheres, shi'urin b'chdeyesh sichas katan. A kli is called a kli if it's just enough to put liquid, to go put enough oil there to smear the small little pinky of a baby. Aval b'tzir mehachi, botzer mehani toinim. But let's say it's less than this size. It's not called a kli. It's not, if the utensil is so small that it cannot contain enough oil to smear the pinky of a baby, then it's not called a utensil, and that water in that teeny little receptacle is not going to be part of the three lugim, will not have the status of mayim shuvim in order to pasul mikvah. It will not be able to contribute.
Now I could be mixing apples and oranges, but is this where you would tell the person, kum v'nasa melachenu, get off of it, that it's not even...
No,
I never ever heard of the category of mechdeis tichas cotton.
That's a gemara somewhere. It's a utensil. It tells us enough that you have to be able to hold the contain inside enough oil that you can smear the pinky of a baby. I don't know where it is.
That's also the mechdeis and kalim somewhere.
Somewhere, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now we go to page 51. Adayin machloikis and becoming by this. Chaim Lon and Paskin Shalachal Kerebi Yosi Gnegad Rebbe Meir. We always look at Rebbe Yosi, which basically means that it's going to be Hesachadas.
Chaim Lon Kerebi Yosi Gnegad Rebbe Meir, that means that it's still machloikis by Shalom and by Sel.
Oh, right. Correct. Chaim Lon Shalachal Kerebi Yosi Gnegad Rebbe Meir. The Rav Lemona didn't say b'yutches davar shurab b'hem b'sham b'sil. Oh, see, it's a Rav Lekasha. Oh, here b'sham is b'machmir. I'm sorry, b'sil is b'machmir. Or not, shurab, that we pass like. The shurab we pass like. Because b'sham over here, b'sham, according to a mayor, is coming to say that he came around to agree that in the case of when you put out the utensil, when it was nispazru, and then the clouds dispersed, and then the clouds came back. Ultimately, so Beis Shammai won the day, according to Rebbe Meir. He won the day.
Right.
And he won the day even in the case, Adani Machloikis, he won the day even in the case of Shechecha Kli. So how come this is not listed among the 18 things through 19? It should be like V'lam Al Shinim. V'lam Al Shinim, V'lam Shum Odim Al Tisikva. So why don't we enumerate this case as well? The Rav Lemona didn't say, but you'd have to have a Shabbat behem basil, Bisham basil, Mashma Shasoyver, Shalach, Kuze, Krabi Yosi. It must then be that the Allah is like Rabbi Yosi. So, what is Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi says, Adaini Machloikis. Adaini Machloikis. Oh, that's what it means. I understand. If you say that's going to be that the coin to Rabbi Meir, there's no Machloikis. Which means, why not? Because Beis Hillel retracted. So it turns out that it's both. It's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So then the Iker is going to be like, well...
Right. So Beis Hillel is more than Beis Shammai, so these are not one of the things that Beis Shammai was governor on Beis Hillel.
But the fact that it's not listed, it's Mashmo, that there's a Machloikis. And there's Machloikis, there is Machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we go like Beis Hillel, like standard rule. Adayni Machloikis, still Machloikis. They never came to take a vote, and therefore we're going to go like the Shita of Beis Hillel. If you can have machlokes b'shamay and b'sil, how do you pass like b'silo? If you can go and say that the b'sil had charata, then it's like then it's going to be like b'shamay. So here he's over here is mashish halacha mashmish soiver shalacha b'zekam yosi. V'chein dasarosh. Aber der Rambam kann sich Allah gebe Shammai. Wo hu me Yud Chesdava shtig du bei mir? Ah, the Rambam Taka says this isn't Yud Chesdava. I guess he has a different listing of Yud Chesdava are. We have Kesem Mishnah Kata B'Shem B'Noi Shal Rambam. Of Avraham Ben Rambam. The Yav Shal Pli Yer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi, they don't really argue. What do we mean? Rabbi Yosef say, Atana Kamakoi. Rabbi Yosef Gomez Hanna Kamakoi. The Amar Moidim B'Shecheach B'Chotzer. Rabbi Yosi is going on the Tanakama. The Alze pligi Rabbi Yosi v'yamar she af Rabbi Yosi asu Tanakama v'yam l'amod me'vishar b'chotzer. The Alze poli Rabbi Yosi v'yamar she'a b'chotzer pligi. They argue by the chotzer also.
But I understand
what you're saying. The question, that was the Rav. The question here is when it says
pligi Rabbi Yosi v'yamar mayor in what case?
So here's, go back to the Mishnah, page 49.
Yeah.
There are two ways to learn the last lines of the Mishnah. It says over here, Umoidim, Umoidim, Bishacheach Bechotzer Shutohar, period, right? So that means everyone agrees that if you put out the utensil, the Hesachadas. Now, now comes the big question. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Adayin Machloikis B'mekoyimo Amedes. What does that mean? There are two translations for that word. Either this statement, the way the Rav learns, the Rav says this statement is going back on Rabbi Meir. He's coming to argue on Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir says, Nimnu virabu beshamai al beshilo. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, he didn't. Lo hayu dvarim me'olam. In other words, the machloikis remains the way it was. So it comes out when it comes to the gag with the tzinor and the utensil. This machloikis is called hesachadas. There's no one came around to admit, and when it comes to mniach b'chotzer, everyone agrees. If you mniach b'chotzer, everyone agrees it's called hesachadas. That's where the Rav learned. Along comes the Rambam. That's not the pshat. Omar Rabbi Yosi, adai machloikis b'kom amedes is not going on the Rav b'sham b'silo. It's going on the last part of the Mishnah. The
it's
last
shacheach.
It's going on the chotz, right? Everyone agrees, b'li yoytzim in aklal, that when it comes to the gag and the tzinor, Beis Hillel came around. Everyone agrees to that statement. There's no machlokes. Everyone came around to the agreement that it's going to be good. That's hesachadas. What is the machlokes then? The machlokes, is there going to be a difference in the case of Shechech b'chotzer. Shechech b'chotzer. That's the machlekes. According to our Mishnah, Shechech b'chotzer. According to what Rabbi Yosi says, everyone agrees it's Hesachadas. Rabbi Yosi, no. Not everyone agrees. Shechech b'chotzer is adai machlekes. It's the machlekes. B'shechech b'chotzer, it's not everyone agrees, it's a machlokes. So, but when it comes to the gag with the spout, everyone agrees that it's not a hesachadas. And that's why you can count it as a yudches dvarim.
Right. So it's a machlokes as to which case is considered a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai.
Right.
And not. Not that Hakamaidim that Reb Meir is right and they're only arguing on the last case. So my cloak is even if Reb Meir is right in the first place.
So Nachman
Nimnu Rebu Beishamay Abbas Hillel is not according to the Rambam that has to do with the case of Sinai.
Right.
And that's still a machlokes.
Fine. Al ze pol de gebes va shaf be khatz de giva ve khachtoy min hifsik be ha. Los in zmafsik u moiden bein Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosef. The right is if you want to go say there was no machlokes, so this last statement of Amar Rabbi Yossi should have been said before b'shoechech b'chatz shutar. If you want to say like the Rav said, that the statement of Rabbi Yossi, adai machlokes v'mekom medrash, of the dimlu v'gamru, that should have been said immediately before you come to the words b'shoechech b'chatz shutar. The fact that it's mafsik, those words are mafsik, indicates that this last line is in fact going back on the chotzer, on the b'shoechech b'chatzer.
Right.
All right, let's do the tablo very quickly. We'll stop tablo on page 49. Hameniach v'ashoechech kelim v'mesel g'shamim. Heniach tachas atzina ma'arim zev eitz v'loi beiz kibol o yeshakavu v'yachach chokokoi. Or let's say shechachon b'chotzer sheloi tachas atzadoi liran v'shol b'chotzer. So heniach v'shas kishor of him. He's going to the three different cases. A good, very nice chart, three different cases. There's the case when you put it out when the clouds are there. And they delayed. Everyone's going to agree in this case. They delayed. There was a delay. There was a delay, but the clouds did not disappear. If the clouds did not disappear, even if there was a delay, everyone will agree that the water is going to be mayim shuvim. Lefichach the dinam commission nichem b'lemalim megasham. Shemayim nasim shuvim bein. The mayim is nasim shuvim. The mayim becomes shuvim. The water becomes shuvim. Bein bekelim gedelim bein bekelim gitanim v'lo chashiv v'afilu b'chlin g'lo g'lolim v'chle avanim v'chle adamash. Av sheinim v'kalm tumah nechshim l'kelim l'nyin shiva. Okay, it all becomes all no good. Let's say niach tachas avim v'nispazhu v'shacham v'chazhu v'niskashu. Oh, well, what happens now when you put it when the clouds were good v'nispazhu, and then they come back? That's the machlokes. That's the big machlokes. V'shamai hamayim b'kelim nasim shuvim shoynicham v'kadesh yismal b'sila mayim g'sheirim l'mikva. Shoy nispazhu, ha'avim, bodla daita, malalam, hezchadas. A mayor, oh, now we have a mayor, now he's looking over according to the Raf. A mayor, nimnu rabbi bezeke beshamai, rabbi yoisi no, lo amdu lamin kolach. That's the Raf's parish, not the Rambam's parish. Now on the left it says, moidim beshamai lo yisil shamai, when it comes to the chotzer, everyone's going to agree over yeshamai mushem lefish lo yinichash, yashapir, shenicham kadeh lamalam. Because there, it's not muchach. Your mice are not muchach. Now the clouds disperse, so you don't have the tzinor to make your mice muchachim. The last part of
the Rambam would say in that case that it's still machlokes.
Oh, right, exactly. And now the last part is nichem shas pizor avim. Ma'ayim shabchim enim nasim shuvim nachbim shuvim lefish loy neschav v'lashiva. Poshet. The water is not, that was the other picture we had. So once the water, the utensil, is not called Mayim Shuvim, you have to get it into the mikvah without making it to Mayim Shuvim. How do you get it into the mikvah without making it Mayim Shuvim? You break it or you tilt it on the side. And according to those that say you can't do that, you have no choice, but it has to happen miraculously by itself. The utensil has to fall by itself. There's no human intervention according to the Rash. All right, let's chaz the Mishnah inside. Hamniach kelim tachas atzinor, echa kelim gudav, echa kelim gudanim, afilu kelei gelolim, kelei avonim, kelei adama, poizos ha-mikvah, provided that it was a case where it was niskashu he'ovim, even if nispazhu v'chozim niskashu, echa hamniach v'echad ha-shecheach, kedivrei be'shamai. Even shecheach, meaning when the clouds were nispazer. Why? Because b'shamai says there's no hesachadas. No, if you put it there when it was niskashu, now the nispazhu, the chazhu niskashu, and therefore you left it there, but then the hesachadas, it's no good, and that's machlekes b'shamai silal. Along comes the mayor, nimli v'rab b'shamai b'silal. Ultimately, b'sil saw the light. B'sil oichet started saying v'yatzmach b'kurne. He also started saying it. You know the ma'aseh with the father, the guy says to his son, if you're going to say v'yatzmach, I don't want you to say kaddish for me.
enough of this mishagas. Don't do any tovus. Don't be an apikoros. Don't be an apikoros. If you're going to say the yatzmach, read my lips, my son. Don't say kaddish for me. Father dies, he kicks the bucket. Ding. And then the next day, in the base of Ovel, the son is saying, Yizkadal, Yizkadash, and he will say, V'yatzmach, per kone, V'kolev Mashiche. Everyone gasps. And he said, and they finished the kash, how could you violate your father's words? So the son says, he's now in the Olam HaEmes. He now knows I'm right. Because in this case, Hesachadas. Now's the Kasha Rambam. If that's why now Amar Yosi Adai Machalik's become a witness, we should have put this next line in before. Why you mafsik? Why are we mafsik the word Mishachar Bechaz Bechoshu Tar? Hefsik. So therefore, but that's two different ways on Mishnah. Okay, Gvalta, we learn the whole Mishnah. Mishnah's Oisi Ois Neshama. This should be an Eli for my Neshama. No one else can learn from me anyway.
Why called Samei Lechula Maim? So you see, it's very interesting that you can have the Kli Kibbutz ready, and Segeven Nispazru Ha'avim, and the Tshuka is gone. The Tshuka is gone. But
Chazru Niskashu.
Chazru Niskashu. Maisav Mechicha Avalav. Ani Shchayra Nivinava. Right?
Black is beautiful. That's the Makar. Black is beautiful. Dos Gven the Makar. Shachon even know the guy. This is the Makar, but this Makar was not so concerning the BLM people, the African Americans, who are a disgrace.
Cancer of society.
Shail, if you can say about them, if the Tzalem Elokim, can you say about these people, the Tzalem Elokim? I vote not.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Thank you for learning with me. If not for this, I wouldn't learn the whole day. Sei gesund. Have a wonderful day. Sei gesund.
Okay. Bye-bye.